Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
George Kalambaras, do you ever risk food burnout? You're surrounded by it all day long. Yeah. You're constantly talking about it. Do you get sick of it sometimes?
Oh, look, there's days where I just go, you know what? It asks me to create a new dish and my brain's not there, you know. It's not stimulated. It's not in the right place. So I will not try and create something new from in a day when I'm not in the right frame of mind. But food is just this wonderful thing that unfortunately, what happens is as my stomach tells me I'm hungry, I wake up again, you know, this big light globe on my head turns on, the food light globe, it turns on and flashes and tells me, and never forget how much I love it. Yeah, I'm obsessed, mate. I'm addicted. I'm a food addict.
What's nirvana for you in the food stakes? What is the perfect idea of a meal for you?
It doesn't matter if it's just, you know, a simple soup. You know, my mum's classic egg and lemon soup with, you know, a big loaf of crusty bread and all my family around the table and we're just having a bowl of soup. And there's no better moment, especially when someone's not feeling well and you're under the weather and, you know, you get a bowl of soup put in front of you and you have it and it's made with so much love and, you know, it uses fresh chicken bones and it's not something that's poured out of a can or a packet. There's no better feeling in life. I think that's what it's all about.
George, there's no getting past the fact that you have this wellspring of passion around food and you bring that to your judging on MasterChef. Do you ever look back sometimes at the replays of you performing there, talking to some of the contestants and think, oh, geez, I knocked him around the head a bit hard there? Because you are pretty strong and forceful.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes think, oh, I overstepped?
Yeah, look, sometimes I you know, because I do get carried away, you know, because I'm so passionate about it. I sometimes do forget that they're not qualified chefs. They're not restaurateurs. They're at-home cooks. That's what they are. But, you know, fortunately, if it's probably my bad trait, I've got high expectations of people. And I've got high expectations of myself. And when I let myself down or people are letting themselves down, I'm quite relentless because I think there's, you know, if we're going to do something in life, and I've already said, well, my dad's always taught me, you know, if you want to be a window cleaner, that's fine. You be a window cleaner, but be the best window cleaner you can possibly be and love it. Make sure you love it and you don't take any shortcuts because there's nothing worse than people taking shortcuts in life.
Finally, can you reveal it all? Does the contract allow when the next MasterChef series is going to hit the airwaves?
Currently we're filming Junior MasterChef and that should go to air within the month or so.
Okay.
And that's really exciting. Some of the best young kids cooking some amazing food. Then we start Senior again, which sort of kicks off at the end of the year, goes to air sort of mid-next year. So
different format this time, George? Some people were suggesting it dragged on a bit too long this time?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's certain things we've... You know what it is? It's like anything in life. You learn, you know, as you grow, and there were certain things that we did really well in Series 3 and a couple of things that we're going to need to change and adjust and tweak. But at the end of the day, I think one thing we can't lose is the soul, and the soul is, you know, the contestants, picking the right contestants that have love and commitment to cooking and that are really good people. Matt, Gary and George staying true to themselves and true to their combination and true to what we say when we're on air. Because what you see is what you get. There's no deviation. We're not performers. We're not dancing seals. We are foodies from the food industry that have probably between the three of us, you know, close to 60, 70 years of experience in the game, but at the end of the day, really embrace the contestant and want them to achieve.
George Kalambaras, best wishes with the new book.
Thank you.
George Kalambaras, his new book is called Georgie Porgy, and it's for kids aged 8 to 80, it says, really a trip back to George's childhood roots and presented there with some great recipe for kids to get their teeth into and older ones as well. Here at Tasmania Today.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.